Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the 100th installment of Das Tefillah. We are not halfway done with the book, but I guess we're going to try to go a little faster at some point. I assume that next we'll do something Bli Neder like Das Shabbos, his next Sefer, but that one's a lot harder than this one. So we're really having a tough time in here, but... let's continue where we left off. Last time we had a question from Tammy. Hi, Tammy. I thought all week about the question, and I don't really know the answer. That's the problem.
Thank you for remembering. None of the questions have answers.
It threw me off. No, I think I understand what he's saying. I think I carried what he was saying a little too far last time. So let's take a step back. Tammy asked the question. If in fact Avraham was chosen, and that was a very critical moment, the choosing of Avraham, and after that, no one can sort of get in. That was the final cut. But what about the rest of Avraham's children, especially according to the rabbinic tradition, which he doesn't mention here, but that the Romans and Christianity stem from Esav, and that the Islam stems from Ishmael. So just because Avraham is chosen, how does that sort of shut down the belief of especially the Christians that they somehow replaced the Jewish people? After all, they got through that gateway with Avraham. So I think based on that, I think I probably took what the Das Tefillah was saying a little too far. And let me try to explain what I mean. The key statement, which we're going to focus on today, this is from two shiurim ago, but we're going to focus on it again this evening, is what the Ramchal says in Das Tevunos. Ha'ikr b'chol zehu Yisrael, ki lahem ta'avaso. That the Ramchal says that what you really have to understand is that the Jewish people, the concept of a Jewish people, of a small group that would be the chosen of God, was always part of the picture, was always part of the plan. V'chol shar habriya talui rak bahem. That the way that the world was created, is that there's going to be a Yisrael, which he said is from the language, a little bit up, Li Rosh. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and this was sort of the idea of the way things played out until such time as the Christians say that we were disposed of, is that this idea that a very small nation should be chosen by God and through that nation, his blessing should extend to the rest of the earth, that was shown through the selection of Israel. In other words, what the nations of the world say is that God chose the Jewish people, and then he got rid of the Jewish people and he chose somebody else. But what the Ramchal is going to be showing us, and what the Das Tefillah is pointing out here, is that you can see from Plan B, right? Plan A was that Adam Arishon was not going to sin. That was Plan A. Plan B was the selection of a small group of people, the Jewish people. Hama'at mikol ha'amim. Hama'at mikol ha'am. And he says that you could see from the selection of the Jewish people, the selection of a small group of people, what a Kadosh Baruch Hu's plan always was, even with Adam HaRishon. This idea that the majority of the world would receive instruction from and blessing through a small group of people. That, everyone agrees, was a Kadosh Baruch Hu's plan until the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. The question is, what changes at that point, or doesn't change at the point of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash? According to the nations of the world, especially according to Christian theology, there was a fundamental change, in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to connect with the world. It wasn't simply when the Christian religion says that the Jewish people were replaced by the Christians. What effectively they're saying is not simply that one nation was exchanged for a different nation. What they're saying is that God's original plan for the world, that there would be only one nation, that one nation would play the lead role and lead the rest of the world. And that nation was going to be very, very small. And that nation was going to be united in some strange sort of metaphysical way. That idea, says the Christians, was completely changed when we went from Judaism to Christianity. So what's hidden, what's given to us, what's presented as, well, the Christians replaced the Jews, says the Ramchal, if you understand that, if you understand what the Jews meant, you understand that it's not simply swapping one instead of the other. It's sort of an idea where a very, very small group is supposed to be the ones connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and through that group, everyone else is supposed to be able to attach themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the Ramchal says that that idea is so powerful that that was even part of Plan A. If the Jewish people, the selection of the Jewish people is Plan B, and according to the Christians, Chas v'Shalom, there was a Plan C that Christianity would take over, the Ramchal says, wait a minute, this Plan B, the idea of Plan B, the philosophy behind Plan B, that there was going to be a very small group that would connect to Hashem, and that that group would then extend to the rest of mankind, that was going to be, says the Ramchal, even there in Plan A. Because that didn't change. When you go from Plan A to Plan B to Chas v'Shalom Plan C, there's something that doesn't change, and that is this idea that a very small group, Li Rosh, there should be a small group that connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that doesn't change. That goes back to Gan Eden, and that necessarily continues forward beyond. And that's what he says, V'chol shar habriya taloi rak behem. Right? V'hinei od inyan ikari odiech v'hu sheyesh l'knesses Yisrael shoresh kol kedusha. That all the kedusha in the world was centered in and comes from Klal Yisrael. Shehi klalit l'chol ha'uma ha'kedusha mitzad heyotam Yisrael. And that exists amongst the entire Jewish people, even the Rishayim. Because we said that a Rasha afal pi shechata Yisrael hu. There's something inherent in the Jewish people. There's something inherent that even if a particular Jew decides to act in a way that is different, that doesn't fall off. It doesn't end. Davar zeh, he writes, mushrash be'inyanim gvoim ma'od. This is found in a very deep, deep and high idea. Behios Yisrael mishtal shalim yimenu yisbarach. That the Jewish people ultimately come from Hashem, and then everything comes from the Jewish people to the rest of the world. As the Pasuk says in Eicha, Chelki Hashem amra nafshi al kenochilo. You are my chelek. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, you are my chelek. He then goes on, and this is where I got confused last week, to speak of, so to speak, this cutoff time. This cutoff time. The idea that, This cutoff that at a certain point in history, by the Dor HaFlaga, by the nation, by the Tower of Bavel, that was sort of a cutoff time for some nations to potentially be in and other nations to potentially be out. It's not clear from his writings if it was always going to be just one nation or perhaps one or two, but a very, very small group were supposed to emerge from that original plan. Now, it's correct that the choice of Avraham doesn't necessarily mean that it can't be the Christians and that it can't be the Muslims. The reason why it can't be the Christians and the Muslims is not so much because they didn't make this cutoff. They made it through that original gateway of the year 2000 with Avraham Avinu. But at that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it clear what he was looking for. In other words, everyone who agrees that the Jewish people were the chosen people should be able to acknowledge that there's such a concept as a chosen people. And to be a chosen people, you have to have certain characteristics. So if a tiny, special, close-knit nation wants to claim that they are now the Jewish people, perhaps they have what to argue and we need to prove ourselves. But when something is as large as Christianity and as varied as Christianity, as not based in a nation as Christianity, wants to take over and say, we're now the Jewish people, they've misunderstood what it meant to be the Jewish people. They've misunderstood that concept. Because no longer when you're talking about Christianity, are you talking about a very tiny group, a me'at mikol ha'amim, through whom the benevolence and the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was supposed to come out. And basically what he's pointing out is that the two arguments of the Christians actually contradict one another. There are two basic things to the Christian philosophy. Number one, that because of their massive size, they must be correct. Because of their tremendous success in spreading their religion all over the world, they must be correct. And the second, that they are a replacement of the Jewish people. But those two things contradict one another. There was never meant to be. The people who were the chosen people were never meant to be the largest nation. And as powerful as Christianity may become, that only debunks their idea that they are the chosen people. Okay? So I went too far. I tried to say last week that by the fact that Avraham Avinu and only Avraham Avinu survived this selection process, which is what the Ramchal says, that therefore that meant the Jewish people could never be replaced. That far he wasn't going. He was simply trying to explain in that section there that when Avraham Avinu was chosen, a light, a spark, a neshama, a potential that was always there in Adam HaRishon was revealed to still exist in mankind and still be possible to be brought out even after the fall of Adam HaRishon. But that itself, the fact that Avraham was chosen, doesn't mean that Christianity can't be the correct religion. In fact, by the fact that Avraham was chosen, that would seem to support the possibility, chas v'shalom, that one of his descendants, the Muslims or the Christians, might be the spiritual heirs of Avraham. But other factors, and we're going to see them further today, would seem to indicate that that's not ever what God was looking for, simply to have a tremendous people. Okay, does that make more sense than what we did last week? Well, last week also made sense until Tammy's question. Thank you very much, Tammy. It made a lot of sense until you pointed out that it doesn't make any sense.
No, it makes sense. It makes sense. I'm still not understanding how the Muslims, how Yishmael doesn't get a cut here.
So again, that would seem to be the same idea. And we're going to develop that further, that this idea of unity, and this really helps us understand why the unity of the Jewish people is so critical. This idea of unity, this idea of specifically being small, is part of the very nature of the chosen people, whoever that is. And therefore, it's never going to apply to any people that has a billion followers. That's just not what the chosen people is supposed to be.
But Rabbi Penner, yes. I'm just going to play devil's advocate here. Doesn't when Avraham is promised that he's going to have so many, his children, and he's going to have so much Zera, and he's he's going to have this huge, from him will come so many, and wouldn't that sort of play a role into why they would think that we're not the that you couldn't be, like, you wouldn't be able to count us, like, you know, the amount of, you know, sand, grant, like, you know, like, the sand and the stars.
Those are all excellent questions, except for the following. Everyone agrees that at some point the Jewish people were the fulfillment of all the promises in the Torah, except the Muslims, right? You have to know there's a fundamental difference between Islam and Christianity. I did this once years ago in Hollywood. We spent a whole Shavuos talking about Islam. We didn't actually worship Allah or anything. I mean, I guess we did if he's God, but we spoke about this fundamental difference between Christianity and Islam. Islam claims that the Torah is forged, that the Jewish people were never the chosen people, that the one brought up on the mountain by Abraham was Yishmael, and the Jews simply made up everything about their past existence. By the way, it's very hard to understand what's going on in Israel today without understanding Islamic theology. How could someone actually think that the Jewish people made up the fact that they were in the land of Israel? It should be obvious. But besides wanting that to be the case, there's this idea that Jews make up their origins. That's fundamental to Islam. Fundamental to Islam that the Jews pretend to be something that they're not, and they make up origins in order to claim that they're special. That is one of the core principles of Islam historically, is that that's what the Jews do. So you have to really understand that to understand what's going on in Eretz Yisrael today. That's worth the whole shiur today, but that's true. That's what Islam says. Islam says that we made it up. Christianity, whose claims the Ramchal and others are debunking in this perek, right? Because he lived under the Christians, and those were they were at the time considered to be the power that always mocked us and said we were lost. Christianity says the Jewish people were the chosen people. They were the chosen people, and they should have been the chosen people, but they sinned during the first temple period, and therefore they lost that characteristic. So the kasha of how could God have promised Abraham that he'll be like the sand in the sea, sand in the beach, and the stars in heavens, when the Jewish people never were of that size compared to Avram, who was infertile at the time. There was tremendous growth of the Jewish people, tremendous, unbelievable growth. But in terms of literally assuming that they were like the stars of the sky, that never happened in Jewish history, and it never seemed to be the future of the Jewish people. So that's where the fact that the Christians admit, acknowledge, proclaim that we were the chosen people. We absolutely were the chosen people, and we met all of the characteristics of the chosen people, and we were destined for greatness. But at a certain point, we sinned, and therefore God swapped us out with someone else. So that, what we should have been swapped with, according to their theology, is a similar people. By the way, with a similar set of laws that they were supposed to keep. Christianity isn't just taking Jews and replacing it with Romans or replacing it with someone like that. Christianity is a fundamentally different idea of the way God relates to the world. Fundamentally, it changes everything until that point. And that's the argument that the Ramchal is trying to make here. That if you want to say that you're the new chosen people, in what way are you possibly like the old chosen people? You want to say that you are able to do right where they did wrong? Well, but what happened to, you're not under the conditions that they were. They had 613 commandments, and now you no longer do.
I get what you're saying. Okay.
So I hope so, because I'm not sure if I get what I'm saying, but I think that's what he's saying. So I think that's what it is. Now, look what he says here. He says this very powerful idea from in the Mesilas Yesharim, another one of the Ramchal's farm. We're quoting Derech Hashem, Das Tvunos, Mesilas Yesharim, and we're going to quote another sefer of his soon today, if we get to it. Ukishem shekol marchos hateva hanifradim. Tikunam heim lihiosam misham she ha'adam hashalim. The Mesilas Yesharim explains, and this was one of the ideas, we'll see this gets back to Karbanos soon, is that we said that through the Karbanos, we are supposed to be able to uplift the entire physical world. When we speak of things in our tefillos, when we acknowledge that things in this world are not as they seem, but they connect to Hashem, we infuse them with a certain level of Kedusha. The Jewish people, we've talked about this phenomenal idea that when I take at something in my daily life and I pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about that thing, I infuse it with a connection to Hashem that it doesn't have in and of itself. Of course, everything was created by Hashem. Everything exists only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. But he gave us the ability to take everything around me, a food that I'm about to eat, and to make it somehow more closely connected to him. What is that process? You have Hashem, you have the Jewish people, and you have the physical world. And the Jewish people are able to uplift that physical world. They're able to transform that physical world with their actions, right? So the Ramchal writes right at the beginning of Mesilas Yesharim that the world is uplifted by being Mishamshei HaAdam HaShalem. The world serves people. People connect to the Jewish people. The Jewish people connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all one chain that connects things back to Hashem. Shebekach misachtim heim umishteichim b'midas erkam liyichudo shel olam. It now makes them shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It makes them shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adarabba, don't, when you're about to eat a piece of meat, when you're about to eat a hamburger, Tammy, share this with your husband, as you're about to eat a hamburger, don't imagine that somehow you are harming the animal. This animal was now zoche to be something that had shechita. This animal was zoche to be something upon which a blessing was made. This animal now became something that accomplished God's purpose in the world. This was a lucky cow. A lucky cow that now has been made so much more special because it played a very special role in the divine plan. There's a famous medrash. The medrash says that when Eliyahu Navi was up on Har Carmel, so he had this test, right, against the Nevi'ei HaBaal, against the prophets of the Baal. And both of them built a Mizbeach, and both of them were going to try to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer them. The famous story, I actually got to see that this summer, that place. That was really awesome to see probably the exact spot in Israel where that whole thing happened. So the Medrash says that there were two cows. The cows were basically identical, and they were brought up to the top of the mountain. And one of the cows was selected to be the cow for Eliyahu, and the other was going to be the cow for the Nevi'ei HaBaal. And Eliyahu starts pulling on the cow, which is his cow, and the cow is like, yeah, I'm the Eliyahu cow. I won the lottery. This is great. And the other cow won't budge. That's what it says. The other cow won't budge. It does not want to become part of this idol worship. And the Medrash says that Eliyahu walks over to the cow. This is like a lot of jokes, I know, where the guy walks, a lot of Jewish jokes. But Eliyahu walks over to the cow and he whispers into the cow's ear. And he says that just as the name of Hashem is going to be sanctified with my cow, the name of Hashem is going to be sanctified with you. Even though you're not going to where exactly you want to be, but you are necessary wherever it is that you have to be, you're going to play a role in sanctifying the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because when their cries for a fire to come down to you are not responded to, that's going to lead up to this huge ending to the story where my cow is going to be taken up to Shammai. Every animal, everything in the world has an opportunity to just live its life and die. It's all going to die anyway. Or it could somehow play a role, a specific role in a divine drama that's playing out over thousands of years. And that's what the Ramchal says, that the world can grasp eternity by a Jew acting upon it, by a human being first, but then by a Jew. And then he says, She'ilui the yitaron hu ledover hahu shezachu lios tashmish letzadik. Imagine if you get to be taken by a tzadik. Imagine the wheat kernel that zochet to become the bread, that becomes the challah, that becomes the Friday night challah for the tzadik. Suddenly you have a wheat kernel that plays such an incredible role in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Ukvari skiru da... Dao beinyan av, I don't know what that word is supposed to be. Beinyan avnei hamakom shalokach Yaakov v'sam mirashotav. And this was what happened in Parshas Vayetze with that medrash with the rocks around his head. Amar of Yitzchok malamed shiniskabzu kol oson avanim lamakom echad v'kol achas v'yachas omeres alaya niach tzadik zerosha. Every single rock. This was just going to be a rock. And suddenly you could be a pillow to Yaakov Avinu during the dream of the ladder. Imagine going from nothing, from zero to hero. You're just a rock, and now you became a pillow for Yaakov. And every single rock wanted to be that rock. And they were all fighting which one of the rocks is going to be the rock under his head. But then it says, Tana v'chula nivlu'u ke'echad chulun sham. Not only, what had happened, they all fought to be the rock. They all wanted this one, that one, that one. What happened? Through their desire to connect to Yaakov, they were brought together into one. Because the idea is not simply that these things should be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that they should be connected and brought together closer to the one God. The way the world was supposed to be, the way the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, is it's not that every single rock and every single being relates, just goes straight up and connects to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everything becomes, it's part of a tower, part of a tree, but in the opposite direction, right? The trunk and everything that comes from it. The rocks came together. What holds them together, what brings them together, what brings the world meaning as a whole is its connection to a people that's united, that's connected to a singular God. Kach inyan tikunam shel umos ha'olam hu, heyotam misham she'am Yisrael. The whole, what the nations of the world are supposed to do is they're supposed to be relevant through their connection to Jewish people. I know this sounds very, very chauvinist. But this is what many of our mafarshim say, is that in fact that's the way they're supposed to be relevant. Kimispar besugyas hagemara tchilas meseches avodah zarah, and there's a beferish gemara that talks about this. The gemara at the beginning of avodah zarah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was judging all the nations at the end of the world, at the end of time, and the Romans and all the technological societies will say, "Ah, we were so special, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We built bridges so the Jewish people could get to where they needed to go. We built the George Washington Bridge so that Bergen County could access YU. That's why we built the George Washington Bridge. It has nothing to do with the theater district. It has nothing to do with commerce. We built the George Washington Bridge so Teaneck could access Washington Heights." The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "That's the right idea, but I know that you're not telling the truth. Everything that you built for your own good. You built for your own advancement. You built for your own Averos so you could get closer and do your Averos. You built that bridge to access things in parts of the city that you shouldn't be going to. That's why you built that bridge. But what was supposed to be that they built the bridge in order for the Jewish people, and that's supposed to be at the end of time, that they're going to be able to help the Jewish people, to help the Ribono Shel Olam. V'hu ha'efsharut lihitachdam. That's how they come together. Lihiyotam mitstarfim L'tachlis gilu yichudo yisbarach. They have to come together in order to reveal the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'mevur b'divrei HaRamchal b'mamar HaChachma. And we'll see this next week in Mirtz Hashem in another Sefer of the Ramchal called Ma'amar HaChachma. However, before we end, we have to point out one thing that's glaringly obvious. Efsharut v'hu ha'efsharut lehitachdam. United Nations. The United Nations was created to allow for the establishment of Eretz Yisrael. Don't look at what's happened in the last 70 years, 75 years. I understand that now they're obsessed with what they did. What makes them so obsessed with what they did? Why is it that the United Nations is so focused on Israel? Because the way that nations can truly unite is to create an Israel, is to be ma'afsher, is to allow the Jewish people to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even when the United Nations is mocking Israel and attacking Israel, just realize that the whole purpose of the nations of the world uniting is to be relevant to the Jewish people. They have it backwards now. Now they're using all of that relevance. The United Nations is more focused on Israel than anything else in the world. That's what it's supposed to be. It's got it backwards. It's uniting to attack Klal Yisrael. But of course, that's the body that at least down here got together to create Medinat Yisrael in the first place. So we'll see this idea further next week in the Ma'amar HaChachma of the Ramchal. This fascinating idea, again, of a world created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu where everything comes up through smaller and smaller units. Those 12 rocks coming together into one, it's Yaakov Avinu that's able to take 12 nations and, so to speak, make them one. Take all these extensions and connect them to the one God. And that is something that no other religion, none of the major religions of the world, can speak of that type of purpose. That's what it means to be the chosen people. To be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a close way, and to be a conduit for other people to attach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, Tammy.
So aren't we doing ourselves, I mean, I know this sounds cliche, but aren't we doing ourselves a disservice by being so divisive amongst ourselves?
Yeah, so we're going to see that. We're going to come up with that in a very powerful way soon. Yes, yes. Part of the essence of our mission in the world is to be united ourselves. That's not simply a nice feature of the Jewish people. Part of the essence of the Jewish people is a certain unity. Only when we are unified can we have that direct connection, can we create that direct pathway, right? When was the closest time that we created a direct pathway to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? At Har Sinai. It doesn't mean that as a reward for us being good boys and girls and getting together with each other, getting along with each other, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an unassociated reward and said, okay, here's the Torah. No, it's that the essence of the Jewish people has to be to be united, because that's what the world needs us for, to bring everything together. The Jewish people have to be a force to bring everything together. And if they're not unified, they can't bring the rest of the world together and united for HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Doesn't look promising.
That's what the Ramchal says. Yeah, the darkest days are supposed to come before the dawn. We'll see where it goes.
Bye.
Okay, everyone.
Till
next week, Amitz Hashem. I think we're going to try again next week. It's one of those go to the airport nights. But now that we live right near JFK, we could probably pull that off again. So I'm assuming 8:30 next week is a chance. If my wife is too nervous, we'll do 8. But we'll do one of those run to the airport shiurim again on the way to Eretz Yisrael, okay? Have a wonderful week, everyone.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Rabbi.